It's all brain silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, begin morning Sabbath service.
我们首先请起立唱诗180首。
And let's stand up and sing hymn 180. So first, we'll begin to kneel down to pray.
我们把今天一整天的教会，我们在皇后期还有布鲁林期的聚会，都交在神的手中。
So today we hand over the service of Brooklyn and Flushing to God's hands.
求神来带领。
And we ask God to guide.
求神来保守我们的信心。
And we ask God to preserve our faith.
求神来带领我们的教会所有的事工，
and ask God to guide all the holy work in our church.
让我们所做所行的都能够荣耀神，都能造就人。
So everything we say and do may edify people and glorify God.
让我们今天所听所言也都能荣耀父神的真名。
And everything we hear today may glorify God's name as well.
求神将他丰丰盛盛充充满满的恩典加在我们每一位的身上，
and may God's abundant grace be unto each one of us.
让我们每位信徒每位慕道朋友都能感受到主的恩典和主的生命，
so that every friend and every believer may experience the grace of God in their lives.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray.
我们今天继续在圣经里跟各位来学习教会生命第六部分。
And so today we'll continue to study, in the Bible, church and the life with everyone.
神爱世人。
God loves man.
神爱世间所有这些虽然犯了罪的人，神还是爱他们。
And God loves all the sinners in this world. Even though they have sinned, God still loves them.
神要他们回到神的国度去，也就是来到教会，最后去的天国。
And so God wants them to return to his kingdom, that is to come to church and eventually will return to heaven.
神为了让世间的人能够回到他那里去得到永远的生命。
And God is willing that all people return to him to gain life.
他派他自己的独生爱子主耶稣来救我们。
And he has sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus, to rescue us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反而得到永远的生命。
And then all those who believe in him will not suffer death, but receive eternal life.
所以这份救赎的工作，这份拯救我们生命的工作。
So this work of salvation to save us.
在没有世界以前，就借着耶稣基督要来救赎我们。
So before the world was even here, it's already been ordained to, for Lord Jesus to save us.
所以在创世以前就预定我们要借着耶稣基督来得到神儿子的名分。
And during the creation times, it was already predestined that Lord Jesus come to save us.
所以让我们可以回到神的那个地方去承受那份永远的生命。
So that we may return to the Lord to receive that eternal life.
所以我们来看整本圣经。
And if we look at the whole Bible,
主耶稣的降生，
the descent of the Lord Jesus.
还没出生以前，以赛亚先知就讲出，哎，有一位婴儿为我们生，是一个永在的父，是一个和平的君。
And so before Jesus even descended, the prophet Isaiah prophesies that there will be an everlasting father, prince of peace.
主耶稣来降生，有天使来报佳音。
And so when the Lord Jesus comes, even the angels will proclaim it.
主耶稣的传福音。
And the preaching of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的上十字架，钉死，流宝血。
And Jesus went up to the cross to be crucified and shed his blood.
主耶稣被钉，死后三天复活。
And after being crucified for 3 days, he resurrected.
40天跟门徒讲论神国的道理。
And spoke to the disciples for 40 days concerning the kingdom of God.
后来他升天去了。
And then he ascended into heaven.
到父那里去准备我们要去的地方。
And he went to the Father to prepare a place for us.
在那里为我们准备一份在天国永远的家。
And to prepare an eternal home for us there.
这些都是神在创世以前就为所有的世间人来预定的。
And all of these things have already been prepared before the creation of this world.
所以神在历历代代派遣神人，派遣先知来传达这份神爱人、神救人的信息。
And so through the different periods of time and the different kingdoms, God used the prophets to proclaim this love that he had for men.
所以在这末世，特别他的爱子派爱子耶稣来为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
So in the end times, he used his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus, to open this road of life for us.
所以在希伯来书说，他所建的那条又新又活的路，让人们可以从幔子经过。
And so in Hebrew it says that this path will be able to be allowed all people to go on.
那个幔子哈，就是主耶稣的身体。
And actually that veil is the body of Christ.
所以让世间的人借着主耶稣的身体，可以走上这条通往天国的道路。
So all people through his body, they will be able to enter onto this eternal pathway.
所以今天的教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
So today the church is the body of Christ.
所以神在创世以前就预定世人借着基督得救。
And so before creation, God has already ordained the Lord Jesus to save mankind.
所以神在创世以前就预定人借着基督的教会来进入基督的身体。
And so already before time, God has already ordained that people will enter through the body of Christ into him.
让人借着基督的教会可以走进这条通往永远生命的道路。
And so through the church of Christ, they will be able to enter into this eternal pathway.
但是不是所有世间的人都找到这条通往永生的道路？
But did everyone in this world have they found this pathway?
是不是世间的人都走进这条通往永生的道路？
And have everyone they found this eternal pathway?
没有。
No.
为什么没有？
And why have they not?
我们来思考看看为什么没有。
And let's think how come they have not.
主耶稣说没有。
The Lord Jesus says no.
主耶稣怎么说？
And what did Jesus say?
我们再次来看马太福音七章十四节。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 14.
马太福音七章十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也很少。马太福音七章十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 14。
所以那个永生的那一条道路门很窄。
So that eternal way to life is very narrow.
那路也很小。
And the road is very small.
找到的人很少。
And very few will find it.
所以只有一些人找到。
And only some people will find it.
找到这个通往天国的门和路人非常少。
So very few people find this way to the life.
进去的也少。
And those who enter are very few.
所以人要得到这个生命，必须进这个窄门，必须走这个小路，才可以得到这个生命。
So in order people for to gain this eternal life, they have to go through this small gate and small pathway.
所以不是任何一条道路就可以通往天国，不是任何一个门都可以通往天国。
So not every pathway or not every gate will lead to the eternal heaven.
所以在七章十三节，耶稣特别交代这些愿意进天国得永远生命的人说。
And so in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, Jesus told these people who are willing to enter into this gate of life.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way, and that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
所以这个路本来就小，这个门也窄，那找到的人本来就不多。
So this gate is small, and those people who find it are not many.
那要进去的必须努力才能进去。
And for those who want to enter, they have to work very hard to enter.
所以耶稣在跟我们讲，如果不进那个窄门，就是灭亡。
And Jesus tells us that if we do not enter into this narrow gate, then there is destruction and death.
所以你如果找不到那个门，你没有永远的生命。
And if you do not find that gate, you do not receive the eternal life.
你如果找到那个门，但是不进那个门，
But if you find that narrow gate, yet you do not enter it,
也没有永远的生命。
Then you will not have eternal life.
在末世没有永远的生命，就是永远在地狱受刑罚。
And so in the end times, if you do not have eternal life, you will suffer eternally in hell.
不是永生就是永死。
And it is not automatically you will have eternal life, eternal death.
如果不是永生的话，就是永死。
And if it's not eternal, you will have death.
所以我们必须好好去思考这个，怎么去得这个生命。
So we need to think how can we gain this life.
那我们来想想看，这个门有没有名字。
And let's think, does this gate have a name?
那个小路有没有名字？
Does this narrow way have a name?
耶稣说，我就是那个门。
And Jesus said, I am that way. I am the gate.
凡从我进来的必然得救。
And those who enter through me will be saved.
并且初日得草吃，灵命很丰盛。
They will have green pastures to eat on, and their life will be abundant.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
信耶稣的人必虽然死了也必复活。
And those who believe in the Lord Jesus, even though they die, they will be resurrected.
凡活着信耶稣的人必永远不死。
And so those who are resurrected, they will not die.
所以圣经里面一直在强调这些得救的信息必须靠着耶稣。
So the Bible emphasizes on these ways to be saved and emphasizes on Jesus.
所以信耶稣得永生。
And so if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will gain eternal life.
除他以外别无拯救。
And without him, there's no other way to be saved.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because under, this, under heaven, there's no other name where we can be saved.
所以那个通往永生的窄门名字就叫耶稣。
And so that narrow gate is the name is the Lord Jesus.
所以那个通往永生的小路名字就叫耶稣。
So that narrow gate which leads to eternal life will be the, named the Lord Jesus.
那通往永生的门路就是基督的身体。
And that narrow way will be the body of Christ.
也就是今天的基督教会。
And it is the church of Christ today.
所以今天教会的名字就是耶稣。
And so the church today is Jesus.
所以引到永生的那个门路是耶稣基督的教会。
And so that gate that goes into this life is Jesus, the church.
那除了这个耶稣的基督教会之外，都是通往一个灭亡的。
And so besides the church of Jesus, there's all the other ways are going to destruction.
所以有很多的宽门，有很多的大路，走的人也非常多。耶稣说，那是通往死亡的。
And there are many wide gates and wide ways. Those are all lead to destruction.
所以我们这边来思考，那这些宽门大路的是不信神的人，但是也想进天国。
And so we could think that these people on these wide gates, they don't believe in Jesus. They want to gain life.
哦，他不信神的哈，但是他想进天国。
They don't believe in Jesus, but yet they want to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那或者他们相信有神，但是他们是在不同的宗教。
Or they believe in God, but they are in different religions.
或者是他们相信是靠着耶稣基督才能得救，所以他们也进了所谓的基督教会。
Or they believe in Lord Jesus and they enter into the church of God.
今天一直在基督教会界一直说，你来了教会，你受洗了，你相信了，你必然进天国。
And so when people come to church today, they say that if you believe and if you're baptized, you will surely enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以耶稣在传福音的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus was preaching,
他对有一些坐在摩西位上的人说。
And he said to some of those who sat on the seat of Moses.
也就是那些传福音、传神命令、传达神旨意的人，耶稣说他们怎么样？
And it is those people who proclaimed the laws and statute, and Jesus said to them what?
耶稣说他们有祸了。
And Jesus says, woe to them.
为什么有祸？
Why woe to them?
因为他们假冒为善。
Because they are hypocrites.
我们来看看马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
23. 马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
在十三节。
Verse 13.
马太福音二十三章十三节。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 13.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他们进去。
Verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men.For you neither go in yourselves, nor you allow those who are entering to go in.
所以耶稣说这些人自己不想进去。
So Jesus said, these people, they do not want to enter themselves.
但这些人明明坐在摩西的位上，在传神的话。
But yet they sit at the seat of Moses and proclaiming the words of God.
那不止他们自己不进去，别人要进去，他们也不容他们进去。
Not only do they not enter themselves, but they do not allow other people to enter.
这些人所认为的进天国的门路跟神所说的不一样。
So the gate that these people enter into the heavenly kingdom is different than what the Lord Jesus said.
这个情形在2000年前主耶稣在的时候有这个情形。
So this situation existed 2000 years ago when the Lord Jesus was here.
2000年后的今天更严重了。
And 2000 years later, it's even more serious.
各个基督教会在开自己的门，开自己的路，认为另有一条跟耶稣基督所说不一样的路也可以通天。
And all the different religions and all the different denominations of churches opened their way and said, this way leads to the eternal heavenly kingdom.
这些人自己不想进天国。
These people do not want to go into heavenly kingdom.
但是却告诉别人说，这样就可以进天国，不要像圣经说的。
But they tell the people, if you do this way, you can enter into the heavenly kingdom. You do not need to do what the Bible says.
所以耶稣说，这些人自己不想进去，也不容别人进去。
So Jesus said, these people do not want to enter, yet they don't want other people to enter as well.
他们相信错误的教导。
They believed in the wrong teachings.
那个教导是他们自己想出来的。
Those teachings are thought of by themselves.
那别人根据圣经有疑问说不是这个样子，他们说就是这个样子。
And so other people said, this is not according to the Bible, but these people says, yes, it is.
所以主耶稣怎么说这些人？
So what did Jesus say to these people?
凡不从门进来的都是贼，都是强盗。
And all those who do not enter by the gate, they are thieves.
盗贼来不会带给人生命。
And thieves do not bring life to people.
盗贼来要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
And those thieves, they come to destroy, to kill.
偷窃、杀害、毁坏什么？人的灵命，人那一条永远的生命。
And they come to destroy and to kill what? To kill the eternal life of a person.
所以这些人也真以为自己在传福音。
And these people, they feel that they are preaching the gospel.
啊，这些人也找人来入教。
And these people call other people to come and join them.
那入教之后做什么？
And when they join them, what do they do?
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍洋海陆地。勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却使他们做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
Verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves.
所以你今天去一个教会，他们自称他们在拜神。
So you go to a church and they proclaim they are worshiping God.
但是到最后，你没有当着天国的孩子。
But in the end, you do not become a children of heaven.
耶稣说，当他们当了地狱的孩子。
Jesus said they become sons of hell.
地狱是属鬼的，是属死亡的。
Hell belongs to the devils and belongs to death.
只有天国才是属神的，才是属生命的。
And only heaven belongs to God and belongs to life.
所以只有属魔鬼的才会做地狱的孩子。
So only those who are of the devil will they go into hell.
那些属基督的、属神的，都是天国的孩子。
And those who are of Christ, they will become the children of God.
文士和法利赛人自认为爱神。
So the scribes and Pharisees proclaim they love God.
自认为最认识神。
They feel that they know God the best.
最懂得拜神。
They feel that they worship God the most accurate.
也最懂得带领人。
And they feel that they lead people the right way.
也自认为最懂得圣经。
And they feel that they know the Bible the best.
但耶稣说他们是勾引人入教，不是带领人入教。
But Jesus proclaimed them to trick other people.
进了那个教会。 当了第一的孩子，他们并没有去天国。
They enter into that church, they become sons of hell, and they do not go into the heavenly kingdom.
不只当了第一的孩子，他们再生的时候，耶稣说他们比他们的老师还厉害，还加倍。
And not only do they become sons of hell, but yet their students become twice as bad as their teachers.
为什么说加倍？
Why is their increase?
因为越传越下一代的人所说的跟神所说的越传越严，越来越不接近神，越来越接近鬼魔。
Because when they teach the next generation, what they will understand is even more away from the Bible, and it's become more of the devil.
所以这种让人做第一孩子的宗教教派不是基督的教会。
So these churches that make their believers into sons of hell, they are not Christians.
就算他们自称是基督的教会，但是不符合圣经，不符合主耶稣教训的，不是基督的教会。
Even if they proclaim they are the Christ of God, they are church of God, but they do not do according to what God says, they don't belong.
啊，所以不是入了教了都做了天国的孩子。
So not all churches are the children or of heaven.
入了教的，你如果不在圣经里面很严谨、很谨守神的话，也可能当了第一的孩子。
And if you're not very careful to follow all the teachings of the Bible, you might become the children of the hell.
这是主耶稣说。
This was spoken by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
And so, woe, Jesus says, woe to these scribes and Pharisees.
为什么有祸?
Why woe come to them?
不能进天国就是祸事。
Because if they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, that is a woe.
人的肉体必然过去，最后灵命如果进不了天国就是祸事。
So man's flesh will certainly pass away one day, and if the soul cannot enter into the heaven, that is a woe.
所以人不能进去本身就是一个祸事。
So it is a woe if a person cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
不带领人进神的国，却带领人进鬼的国，那这祸更大了。
And they do not lead men into the kingdom of God, but yet into hell, their woe is even greater.
所以他们的祸是最后他们去的第一。
And their woe is concludes that by them going to hell.
跟着他们的人也去了地狱。
And the people who follow them will enter hell as well.
所有这些都算在错误带领、错误教训的人身上。
And so all these be accounted on those false leaders.
在今天来讲，什么叫做假冒为善？
And today, what is considered to be a hypocrite?
表面上说得很好。
And superficially, you say things very nicely.
轻一点的是，哎，说一套做一套。
But you do one thing and you do you say one thing and you do another thing.
所以耶稣说，他们的行为你不要学，但是他们的教训你们要听。
And just what Jesus said, follow what they teach, but do not follow what they do.
但是当这个教训渐渐在偏离神，一代一代更偏离神的时候。
But when the teaching becomes further away from God, after from generation to another generation,
主耶稣要我们防备啊。
And Jesus tells us that we have to prevent these things.
因为已经有假先知，也有假基督。
Because there are false prophets and there are false Christ.
也有假的基督教会。
There's false church of God.
所以保罗说，撒旦的差役也装作光明的天使。
And Paul even says that angel, the devil acts like an angel of light.
啊，跟你讲啊，从这边进来就可以了啊，这条是捷径啊，不用走得那么累，不用走得那么辛苦，这边也是通往天国的。
All you have to do is come through this side way, and don't worry, you can, this way will go to heavenly kingdom as well.
啊，所以当走的人很多的时候
，But when many people enter.
走的人也高兴。
The people who goes on it, they're happy.
撒旦在旁边也高兴，因为这么多人，你看， 他以为自己会进得天国，其实是在走通往死亡嘛。
Then Satan on the side will be very happy because thinking these people thinking they're all going to hell.
啊，所以不管这些人自己知不知道。
So it does not matter if these people know themselves or not.
有可能他们自己不知道。
Perhaps they don't.
所以耶稣说，到时候有人会说，我奉你的名在传道、赶鬼、行异能。耶稣说，我不认识你们，你们是作恶的种类。
And even in the end, people will say, I did miracles, I performed many great wonders on your name. But Jesus says, I do not know you, you brood of vipers.
啊，所以表示有很多的工人，他并不知道他所做的是神所不喜欢的。
So it tells us that it means that many workers do not know that the things they do are not pleased by God.
他们还真的认为自己是在做圣工，为神做工，为主做工。
And maybe they think they're doing the holy work for God and doing everything for God.
所以他们认为主耶稣应该奖赏他们。
And they feel that God should bless them.
那这些人，主耶稣刚刚说了，我们再次来看马太福音七章哈。
And let's go back to Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew chapter 7.
21节
Verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。二十二节
22.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？二十三节
23.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。这个是最后审判的时候。
So this is the last times during judgment.
耶稣如果说任何人是作恶的种类，说离开他去吧，那那个人必然不得救。
And then if Jesus says to anyone, if you do, you evil doer, depart from me.
不管他们是谁。
And it does not matter who they are.
工人也好，牧师也好，传道也好，只要耶稣说你们是作恶的种类。
And it does not matter if they are pastors, if they are other workers, as long as Jesus says, you evil doers.
这些人就像耶稣在说这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人一样。
And these people will be considered the same as the Pharisees and the scribes.
他以为他在带人进天国，其实到最后他带人去了地狱。
They feel that they brought people to heaven, but yet in the end, these people are led to hell.
那他们以为他们在为主耶稣做工。
They feel that they are doing work for God.
但是他们做的是什么工呢？
But what kind of work do they do?
不是圣工。
It is not holy work.
不是善工。
It is not good work.
他们做的是恶工，他们做的是鬼的工。
They do evil work and they do the work of the devil.
所以耶稣说他们是作恶的种类。
So that's why Jesus say they are the evil doers.
所以我们在得生命的过程当中，耶稣特别跟我们讲，不是称呼主啊主啊的都进天国。
So Jesus tells us that not those who says Lord, Lord,will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以不是说你去了任何一个基督教会受洗了，哎，一天到晚称主啊主啊，就必然进天国？不是了，耶稣跟我们说不是。
And Jesus tells us that it does not matter if you go to a church and says Lord, Lord, and are enter into that church, you will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以唯独遵行天父旨意。
But only if you do according to the will of the Father.
所以主耶稣。来传福音。
So Jesus comes to preach the gospel.
他说他所讲的都是父要他讲的。
And he says everything he speaks are asked of him by the Father.
父要他怎么讲，他就怎么讲。
And whatever the Father asks him to speak, he will speak.
不是凭着他自己讲的。
And it is not through what he wants to say.
因为他说末日审判的时候，就凭着父要他说的这些话来当作审判的标准。
Because in the judgment day, in the end times, the standard to judge people are what he said.
所以他说父的命令就是永生。
And he says the commands of the Father are eternal life.
啊，所以主耶稣在交给门徒的使命的时候。
So when Jesus gave the great commission to his disciples.
不止 让人受洗做主的门徒。
And to baptize all people into his name.
不是只有这个样子。
And not only that.
主耶稣还特别交代，凡主耶稣所吩咐的教会都要教训他们遵守。
But to teach all the teachings to the people and for them to observe it.
主耶稣就跟我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then Jesus will remain with us until the end of times.
所以这些把神的话改了，把主的福音改了。
But these people changed the words of God. They changed the gospel of God.
自认为这样讲起来很合理，人家很喜欢听，把真理改了这些人呢。
And they feel that it is good to change and to say it this way and to change the truth.
虽然他们用耶稣的名，但是耶稣说不认识他们。
And even though they use the Lord's name, but Jesus says, I do not know them.
当主耶稣在末日审判的时候不认识你的时候，
In the end times, in the judgment times, when Jesus does not know you,
就是在说你不是神的孩子。
And it is to say that you are not the children of God.
你不能进神的国。
You cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那这些不能进去的去了哪里？
So these people who cannot enter, where would they go?
不是天国就是地狱。
If it's not in heaven, it is hell.
所以他们得了永远的死，他们没有得了永远的生命。
So they receive eternal death instead of eternal life.
所以在圣经，约翰福音五章那边很清楚地跟我们讲。
So in John chapter 5, it tells us very clearly.
行善的复活得生，得永生。
And those who do good will receive eternal life.
作恶的复活定罪。
And those who do evil will be punished and to suffer death.
所以不管你是谁。
So it does not matter who you are.
当你接受耶稣的宝血，赦去你过去所犯的罪之后。
When you receive the blood of the Lord Jesus to wash away all your sins before.
你如果继续在犯罪。
If you continue to sin.
就算你当了牧师，当了什么都一样。
No matter what you become, even if you're a minister.
如果你仍然是在作恶。
And if you continue to do evil.
甚至传一些错误的道理。
And even to speak false things, false doctrines.
传一些不属圣经的道理，传一些不荣耀神的话。
And to pass on something that's not related to God's words or something that's very evil.
不能进天国。
You will not enter heavenly kingdom.
因为他们不遵循天父的旨意。
Because it is not according to the God's will.
天父的旨意，就算耶稣来的，天父交代的话，耶稣也照着讲啊。
So the will of the heavenly Father is what told the Lord Jesus, and even Jesus did.
因为只有凭着天父的旨意，我们才能再回去。
Only according to the will of the Father can we return.
这个旨意是一个救赎。
And this will is a salvation.
从古至今都一样。
And from the ancient to now it's the same.
历历代代神怎么讲，我们就怎么做。
And through the periods and the, it's what God tells us what we should do.
只有遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
And only those who do according to the will of the Father will enter.
从来没有说天父这么讲啊，你故意讲不一样的还可以进去。
And never was that what the Heavenly Father says. He says it does not matter, then you can enter.
会这样讲的只有蛇。
And only ones will say that is the serpent.
亚当夏娃就是在伊甸园被蛇骗出来。
And Adam and Eve was cheated in the Garden of Eden.
哎，他说神不是这个意思。
And the serpent said, God did not intend it to be this way.
你吃了以后眼睛会更亮。
If you eat it, your eyes will be even brighter.
你会跟神一样。
You will just be like God.
这些话有很多人很喜欢听的。
A lot of people love to listen to these words.
所以罪来到人间。
So sin enter into man.
蛇也来到人间。
And the serpent also enters into man.
最近的教堂。
And the sin enter into the church.
蛇也进了教堂。
The serpent also enter into the church.
蛇进至站上了讲台。
And even the serpent will stand on the pulpit.
传错误的信息。
To proclaim the false teachings.
让人做地狱的孩子。
And so make people the sons of hell.
所以耶稣要我们怎么样?
So what does the Lord Jesus want us to do?
我们来看七章好吗?马太七章十五节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
马太福音七章十五节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
你们要防备假先知。他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
什么叫先知?
What are prophets?
神的话临到他们，神要他们来传神的话，这个叫先知。
God's words have come upon them, and God wants them to proclaim His words. This is a prophet.
所以照神的话来传的是真先知。
And so if they proclaim according to God's words, they are true prophets.
不照神的话来传的，自己另外想一套的，或者他以前老师教他的那一套的拿出来讲的，叫做假先知。
And those who do not proclaim what the Heavenly Father wants to preach, but they use another method or some method they were taught, they are the false prophet.
耶稣要我们防备。
And Jesus tells us we have to beware of them.
为什么？因为他们外面披着羊皮，好像是羔羊，好像是牧人。
Because outside they put on clothing of sheep, but it seems like they're good shepherds.
好像是为主做工的。
It seems like they're doing the work of the Lord.
啊，他们说基督教会都一样，去哪一个教会都一样，都是圣经，都是主耶稣基督啊，都是一样，都必然得救。
And they will say all churches are of Christ and everything is good. You can go.
耶稣说他们里面是残暴的狼。
But Jesus says inside they are wolves.
狼只会夺去羊的生命。
And the wolves will only take a life of a sheep.
表面上狼对羊好像很好很好，但是到最后当他显出狼的样子的时候，他不再是羔羊的时候。
So superficially the wolf seems like it's treating the sheep good.But in the right opportunity, they will become a true wolf.
狼跟羊在一起，最后只有羊被狼吃了。
And the conclusion of a wolf being with a sheep is that the sheep will be eaten in the end.
所以一个教会所传的道理，如果是从狼来的，从假先知来的，在那边听道理的，不会得救。
So if a church, what they teach is of this wolf and of false prophet.In the end, these people will not be saved.
所以这些人不是好牧人。
So these people are not the good shepherd.
好牧人会为羊舍命，为了让羊得救，自己的命都可以不要。
A good shepherd will give up his life for the sheep.
这些人是假牧人，他们只是想骗羊的生命。
They are false shepherds, and they want to cheat the life of the sheep.
主耶稣要我们怎么防备他们？
And how does the Lord Jesus want us to beware of them?
怎么防备？
How can we be aware of them?
十六节
Verse 16.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来，荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
所以主耶稣知道他们是谁。
So Jesus knows who they are.
所以到最后审判的时候，主耶稣说他们是作的种类。
So in the end times, during judgment, Jesus calls them, they are the brood of evildoers.
但在过程当中，很多人跟着他们，还很高兴说，哇，去那个教会很难，来这个教会很轻松，全部进天国。
And in their lifetime, there are a lot of people listen and follow them and thought they were going to heavenly kingdom.
人可以看出他们的果子吗？
Can people see their fruits?
信徒可以看出他们的果子吗？
Can believers see their fruits?
慕道朋友可以看出他们的果子吗？
Can truth seekers see their fruits?
要有属灵的眼光才看得出来。
Only when you have a spiritual eyes, you can see.
其实这些人当了假先知，不一定自己都知道。
And when these people become false prophets, prophets, they do not even know themselves.
他们还真以为自己在受真功，所以到末世审判的时候，还跟耶稣说：“奉你的名传道、赶鬼、行异能。”
And they feel that they do the work of God, and in the end times, they will tell Jesus, "Didn't I, do many wonders or cast out demons on your name?"
所以，如果连当事人都不知道他是在为鬼做工。
Even at the time, people do not even know they're not doing things for God.
那在旁边的人怎么有办法一下子看出他们是谁呢？
And then how is it possible the people around them would be able to see what's going on?
你怎么可以一下子看出他是好果子还是坏果子呢？
How are you able to immediately tell if they're good or bad fruit?
你怎么知道他是羊还是狼呢？
How do you know if they're wolf or sheep?
你怎么知道他是牧人还是强盗呢？
How do you know they're shepherd or they are a thief?
树表面上看起来是好树。
So a tree on the surface looks like it's a good tree.
好像结出的果子也很好。
And it appears that the fruit that's bear was good.
但是谁知道里面的是一个恶毒的果子，是带人往死亡的果子。
But who knows that inside this fruit is the fruit that leads people to death and to destruction.
所以我们必须好好去思考。
So that's why we need to think and to meditate on this.
不是看起来很好就一定好。
And it does not mean if it looks good, it's actually truly good.
啊，不是所有教会都是好。
And it does not mean all churches are good.
不是说，哎，他们也都拿着圣经在讲。
And it does not mean if they all hold the Bible and to speak.
为什么说他们是假先知？
And so why are they false prophets?
为什么说他们是蛇？
Why are they serpents?
为什么说要防备他们？
And why do we say we need to be aware of them?
曾有一次有位别的教会的朋友在证道完之后他给我提起这个问题。
And once there's a friend who's in another church and after service he brought up this question.
他说不能说人家是蛇。
And he says, you cannot say that the other people are serpents.
我说这是圣经的话。
But I said, this is the words of the Bible.
当人想来受洗，只是想说，哎，我受洗之后就一定进天国的。约翰说他们是毒蛇的种类。
And so those people just want to come and receive the baptism. What did John say to them? You are brood of vipers.
当一个人所传的不是圣经的福音，不是圣经的真理，而是传他们自己的话的时候，
When a person proclaimed their own words instead of God's.
保罗说就像蛇引诱了亚当和夏娃。
Just like Paul said, how the serpent enticed Adam and Eve.
所以这是圣经的话。
So this is the words of the Bible.
因为这些蛇，这些假先知在残害人的生命。
Because these serpents and the, these false prophets, they are affecting people.The life.
因为这些蛇假先知藏在假教会。
And because of these serpents and these false prophets, they hide inside the church of God.
假的教会。
And I mean in the false church.
让人以为是通往天国，其实是通往地狱。
And they think that they're leading people into the heavenly kingdom, but instead, actually, people are being led to hell.
啊，跟人说以后一定当天国的孩子，其实包括他们自己也当了地狱的孩子。
And they tell people you are going to become the sons of the heavenly kingdom, but yet they become the sons of hell.
所以这些人主耶稣要我们防备。
So Jesus tells us to be aware of these people.
不要看有些人，哦，可以赶鬼，可以行异能，如果没有神同在，他怎么会做出这些功？
And do not look that these people, they can cast out demons, they can do all these great wonders.
主耶稣要我们防备。
Jesus tells us that we need to be aware.
他说这些人是假先知。
Jesus tells us these are false prophets.
不是少数，是很多。
And it is not the small amount, it's actually many.
耶稣跟我们说在末世不只有假先知。
And Jesus tells us not only will we have false prophets in the end times.
他甚至说当有人跟你讲基督在这里或基督在那里的时候，他说你不要信。
And even Jesus tells us that if people tell you Christ is here or Christ is there, do not believe.
这是耶稣说的。
This is spoken by the Lord Jesus.
因为越到后末世的时候，魔鬼做工越厉害。
Because the closer we are to the end times, the greater the work Satan will do.
哎，你找到了一个真教会，进了真教会，你就得救。
And if you enter into the true church, you will be saved.
哎，你找到的是假教会，假基督在那边，你就不得救。
And if you find the false church and if the false false prophets are there, you will not be saved.
所以神要人进入真基督，进入真教会。
So God wants us to enter into the true church.
但撒旦要人进入假基督假教会。
But the devil wants people to enter into the false church and the false prophets.
耶稣为什么说在末世的时候有人跟你说基督在这里，基督在那里，不要信？
So why did Jesus say in the end times if people say Christ is here or there, do not believe?
耶稣为什么会这么说？
Why did Christ say this?
我看马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 23.
那时若有人对你们说基督在这里或说基督在那里你们不要信二十四节
verse 24
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事倘若能行连显明也迷惑了二十五节
25
看啊我预先告诉你们的二十六节
26
若有人对你们说看哪、啊、基督在旷野里你们不要出去或说看哪、啊、基督在内屋中你们不要信我们这边来好好去思考
So we need to meditate carefully on this
为什么不要信
Why do not believe
不是信耶稣才能得永生吗
Isn't it we have to believe in Jesus to gain eternal life
为什么不要信
So how come do not believe?
引到永生的门不是耶稣吗?
And isn't the Lord Jesus give us into the eternal gate?
引到永生的路不是耶稣吗?
Isn't Jesus give us the way to eternal life?
人不是靠着基督得生命吗?
And doesn't people depend on Jesus to gain eternal life?
神不是在创世以前就预定我们借着基督得儿子的名分吗?
And isn't it already...being established by God before the creation that through Christ we will be saved.
为什么末日有人对我们说基督在这里在那里反而不要信了?
So how come in the end times people will say Christ is here or there do not believe?
因为那是假基督。
Because that is the false Christ.
在末世来临之前他跟你说哎，我们教会是基督的真教会我们都是根据圣经的我们基督在我们那里他说你不要信
So before the end time comes they will say we are the true church and we are true so come but Jesus says do not believe
你要看他们所传讲的是不是根据圣经来的
What you need to do is observe what they preach is it according to the truth of the Bible
是不是符合天父的旨意
Is it according to the will of the Father
是不是符合主耶稣所传讲的福音和真理
And is it according to the truth proclaimed by the Lord Jesus?
如果不是的话,
And if it is not,
不要信,
do not believe.
因为你信了之后, 反而当了地狱的孩子。
Because when you believe, you become sons of hell.
我们在这边一直在说, 是主耶稣说的, 好几个地方主耶稣说的。
And so we mentioned many places where it says spoken by the Lord Jesus.
今天有一个很大的问题。
There's a big question today.
要把一些已经信基督的不同教会的人带来到圣经里面很困难。
And to bring those people who have already believed in Christ into the same church is very difficult.
你跟他们说，凡主耶稣所吩咐的都要教，主耶稣才跟我们同在。
And if you tell them that we have to proclaim everything that the Lord Jesus said, then Christ will be with us.
啊，他们说我们牧师说不用做得那么累。
And then they will say that our minister say we do not have to do it so carefully.
啊，圣经是这么说没有错。
And indeed, yes, the Bible says that.
啊，人毕竟是人。
And but people are human are still people.
人不是神啊。
And people are not God.
神可以这么做。
God can do it this way.
基督是神，他可以这么做。
And Christ is God. He is able to do it.
人是人，不可能这么做。
But people are people. They are not able to do it.
啊，所以有那份就是可以了。
And if you have that thought, then it is good.
啊，所以你有可能带到最后，哎，他信了，但是牧师他们的牧师又跟他讲几句话，他又回去了。
And so you might be able to bring them to believe, but after they go back and their minister says a few things, they will go back.
而且他们离开的时候往往会讲一句话。
And oftentimes when they leave, they will say one word.
我还是回去原来的教会。
I will go back to my original church.
因为那边比较容易得救。
Because it is easier to be saved there.
在你们这教会不容易得救，这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
And it is so hard to be saved in your church because I cannot do this or do that.
我还是回去原来的教会。
I will still return to my original church.
所以这是今天我们遇到的一个问题。
So this is one of the problems we face today.
信徒想信，但是有的工人却跟他们说不需要这么信，不需要信的这么认真。
So the believers, they want to believe, but yet some workers will tell them, you do not have to be so serious and so treat everything so carefully.
所以人最后还是选择不相信耶稣的话，选择相信他们牧师或者他们教会某某人所说的话。
But in the end, people still choose to not listen to the words of God, but yet their minister, what they say.
保罗怎么说他们？
And how did Paul describe them?
在加拉太书他说那个不是福音啊。
And in Galatians it says that is not the gospel.
是有人要搅扰你们，把基督的福音改了。
And so some people they want to change the gospel of Jesus.
当福音被改了之后
，And when the gospel is changed,
人们喜欢听
，People love to hear it.
但是当福音不再是福音的时候，你听了不会得救。
But when the gospel is no longer the gospel, even though you hear it, you cannot be saved.
保罗甚至在给哥林多教会写信的时候，他说
：“So even when Paul is writing the letter to Corinthians and telling them,、
有的人是另传一个耶稣啊
，and some people they preach another Jesus,
另传一个灵。”
And they preach another spirit.
另传一个福音。
And they preach another gospel.
所以在将近1900年前的时候，这个福音真理神的灵，人一直想要去扭曲它。
And so about 1900 years ago, people try to change the spirit or the truth of God.
所以当一个教会在传福音传真理的时候，人不喜欢听。
And when a church preached the words of God or the spirit of God, people does not want to listen.
保罗要把传福音的这个棒子交给提摩太的时候
，So when Paul was to pass on the responsibility to Timothy,
他特别跟提摩太讲
，And he especially told Timothy,
在末世必有人耳朵发痒，不喜欢真道。
And he says that in the end times, people will have itching ears and they do not want to listen to the truth.
所以他说会增添好多师父来传这个不是真道的道理。
And so many will arise to proclaim what is not the truth.
所以这个传不是真道的这个教会就是假教会，传这个的人就是假先知。
And the church that does not preach the truth is the false church, and those who preach it are the false prophets.
信了那些假道理的人就是所谓的假信徒。
And those who believe in these false prophets are the false believers.
所以不管是假信徒还是假工人，到主耶稣那边，耶稣都说我不认识你们，你们是作恶的种类。
So no matter if it's the false believers or false prophets, when they come before Jesus, Jesus will say, you are evil doers, I do not know you.
所以耶稣说假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事。
So Jesus says that the false prophets they will arise to do many great wonders.
他说倘若能行连显明也迷惑了。
And it will deceive many people.
这边讲是神迹，其实是一个奇迹啊。
And here it says miracles, but yet it's not really miracles.
因为只有神才会显出神迹。
But only God can truly perform miracles.
不是从神来的，只是奇迹。
And if it does not come from God, it is not called a miracle.
所以不是奇迹都是神迹。
So if it's not a miracle, then they are not miracles.
不是有奇怪现象的， 都是来自神。
So any miracle does not very seem very strange. It comes from God.
他说，连显明也迷惑。
And many will be deceived.
在24节哈，24节最后一句说哈。甚至所拣选的也会被迷惑。
Even the elect will be deceived.
谁是被拣选的？
It has been those who are elect.
神一定要得救的人。
God wants the people to be saved.
选民是谁？
And who are the elect?
神带领义德要得永远生命的人。
And it is God wants to lead these people into eternal life.
因为这些人有机会得救。
Because these people have the opportunity to be saved.
所以他们不是只有一般的主啊主啊那些人，他们是真正在相信的人。
They are not those people who just proclaim Lord, Lord, but they truly believe.
所以耶稣说他们是选民，因为是神要拣选的，而且他们也在走神的路。
And they are called the elect here because God has chosen them and they are walking on the path.
耶稣说在末世的时候，连这些选民也迷惑了。
And Jesus says that in the end times, even the elect will be deceived.
为什么？因为他们看到很多奇奇怪怪的现象，看到很多奇怪的，他怎么也可以赶鬼？他怎么也可以这么做？所以必定有神同在。
And they will see many strange things, and they will say, "How come they can heal? How come this can be done?"
所以选民迷惑，工人迷惑，信徒也迷惑。
So if the elect are being deceived, the workers being deceived, and the believers will be deceived as well.
所以今天我们在追求神，是在追求神的话，因为神的话才是生命。
So today when we pursue after God, we're pursuing after His words, and only His words will give us life.
有些人不是在追求神。
Some people they do not pursue after God.
有些人在追求神迹。
Some people pursue after miracles.
神迹只是彰显神的作为。
And miracles only proclaim the works of God.
神迹只是要证实一个教会所传的道。
The miracles only to prove the words of the truth that the church preaches.
道，神的话，才能让人得救。
And only through the truth and the way can a person be saved.
人要追求神，人不要追求神迹。
So a man should pursue after God and not after miracles.
因为在末世有很多奇奇怪怪的事情，连选民都会迷惑。
Because in the end times there will be many strange things, even the elect will be deceived.
那些不是从基督来的，不是从神来的。
And those who are does not come from God.
不要看他们好像也可以赶鬼，好像可以医病。
And do not see that they can heal sicknesses and to cast out demons.
所以假基督、假先知也可以行一些奇奇怪怪的事啊。
And so the false prophets, they were also to do many great things.
但不是从神。
But it does not come from God.
只有从神来的才会造就人。
And only if it comes from God would it edify people.
不是从神来的，只会迷惑人。
And if it does not come from God, it would deceive people.
只有从神来的才会让人得生命。
And only if it comes from God, it will give man true life.
不是从神来的，只会让人失去生命。
But if it does not come from God, it will cause a man to lose his life.
所以当审判的时候，那些自以为奉主的名在赶鬼行异能的。
So during the judgment times, when those people who thought they were casting out demons, healing the sick on the Lord Jesus' behalf,
主耶稣说他们是作恶的种类。
And Jesus will say, "You are evildoers,"
因为他们是假先知。
Because they are false prophets.
看起来像是在赶鬼，像是在行异能治病。
It seems like they are casting out demons and doing and healing the sick.
主耶稣知道他们是作恶的。
But Jesus knows that they are evildoers.
因为他们不是为主做工，他们是为鬼在做工。
Because they do the work for the devil and not for God.
主耶稣知道他们是尘暴的狼。
And Jesus knows that they are ravenous wolves.
虽然表面上看起来是主的羊，是主的工人。
And on the surface, they appear to be the sheep and to the worker.
甚至当事人也认为自己是主的羊，是主的工人。
And even to a point that people feel themselves are also the workers of God and the sheep of God.
但主耶稣知道他们是残暴的狼，羊跟着狼永远得不到生命。
But Jesus knows they are ravenous wolves because
羊跟着狼只会失去生命。
Because when the wolves, if they are with the sheep would lose its life.
羊在假教会，在假先知那里，永远得不到生命。
And so if the sheep are amongst the false prophets, they will not gain eternal life.
羊只有跟着真基督、真教会、真先知才会得到生命。
So only when a sheep is with the true church and with the true prophet will they gain the eternal life.
今天有没有哪一个教会说自己的教会是假教会？
Is there any church today will proclaim themselves as the false church?
没有，每一个都说他们是神所建立的教会。
And every single one says they are the church established by God.
每一个都说真神在他们那里，基督在他们那里。
And everyone says that the God is with them and Christ is with them.
有没有哪一个工人跟你讲说，哎，我是假先知？也没有。
And does any worker will say to you, I am the false prophet? No.
绝对没有。
Certainly not.
每个教会都说他们都是工人，都是根据圣经在讲。
And all the workers from other church, from churches, they will say they are doing according to God.
但有时候我们听听他们正道的发音片，不管是卡带还是 CD， 发觉讲的有的已经不符合圣经的教训了。
But sometimes, if you listen to their sermons or to their literature, and you'll realize something is wrong.
但是他们还说他们是根据圣经在讲。
And they yet still say they speak according to the words of the Bible.
不会有人说自己是假先知的，每一个人都说他讲的是根据圣经的。
So no one will say they are the false prophet, and everybody will say they are saying it according to the Bible.
每一个基督教会说是都说他们信的是基督，没有一个人跟你说他们信的是假基督。
And no one in other in church will say they believe in the false church or false Christ.
尤其那些能治病赶鬼、行异能的那些教会啊。
And especially those who cast out demons and those churches who heal the sick.
一定会说是真神带领的教会。
They will say that they are the true church guided by God.
一定是说主耶稣基督同在的教会。
They will say that it is the Christ who abides with them.
一定说自己是圣灵建立的教会。
They will say that the Spirit established their church.
他们会说，那如果不是，怎么可以行这些奇迹？怎么可以行这些异能？
And they will say, if it is not, how can we do all these wonders and these heal the sick?
如果不是，怎么会有那么多的信徒愿意来信？
And if it's not, how come so many believers come and believe?
如果不是，怎么会会堂一间一间盖起来？
And if it's not, how come the chapels are being built one by one?
要进窄门啊，要走小路啊。
So you need to enter into the narrow gate.
那个窄门小路找到的人很少。
And very few will find the narrow gate.
通往死亡的宽门道路走的人也很多。
And many people who enter into this narrow gate, they will and go into death through the wide gate.
所以我们要去好好思考。
So we need to think and meditate.
教会所传讲的符不符合圣经？
Does the church proclaim what is according to the Bible?
教会所传的是不是来自主耶稣基督的福音和真理？
And what the church preaches is according to the gospel and to the truth of the Lord Jesus.
不要让一些奇奇怪怪的话进了神的教会。
And so we should not allow some strange words or things to enter into the church.
因为那些话不是来自于神。
But because those words does not come from God.
那些话只是在欺哄人。
And those words only deceive people.
所以 耶稣说，唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
So Jesus says, only those who do according to the will of the Heavenly Father will be able to enter.
所以，一个让人得生命的教会，要把基督的话讲出来。
So in order for people in that church to have eternal life, they have to speak the words of God.
不只要讲出来，而且要看信徒有没有遵守。
And not only to speak the words of God, but to see if the believers, they observe it.
天国是努力的人进去的。
So the heavenly kingdom is entered by only those who work hard.
天国是努力到最后的人进去的。
And only those who work hard and sustain to the end will enter.
啊，不要相信一些不是来自圣经的话，或者有一些是圣经的，有一些不是的。
And not only believe certain words are from the Bible and certain others are not.
完全根据圣经的才是福音的真理。
And only if it's fully fulfilled the words of the Bible, it is the truth.
耶稣说，不是称呼主啊，主啊都进天国，唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
And Jesus said, not only if you say, Lord, Lord, will you enter into the heavenly kingdom, but if you do according to the will of the Father.
啊，所以主耶稣也要求这些门徒要把这些话传讲下去。
And so Jesus told the disciples to continue preaching these words.
但是今天的教会不愿意做，很多教会不愿意这么做。
But today many churches they do not want to do it.
在人世里面，在世间里面投机取巧啊，看有没有什么轻松的啊，不要做就可以得到的。
And so among men they try to find things that if what's not necessary to do.
啊，人家辛辛苦苦的种的花，他不想种，但人家花开起来的时候，他挖走了。
And so they do not want to plant the flower themselves, but when the flower blooms, they steal it.
人辛辛苦苦的去结一些属灵的果子，他们却说不需要那么笨。
And so people work very hard to bear spiritual fruit, but yet they refuse it.
啊，圣经跟我们说，不能听道而不行道。
And so the Bible tells us that we cannot just listen and not do it, do the words.
听道而不行道，就是自己在欺哄自己。
And if we listen to the words and not do it, we cheat ourselves.
只有听了那前辈的福音而真正把它行出来的，必然得福。
And only those who listen to the complete gospel and perform it wholly would they be able to be saved.
有一次在跟不同教会聚会啊，提到这些问题。
So there's one time I was having service and I mentioned this to them.
信徒，哎，说这个道理真的是符合圣经的。
And the believer says, yes, these words are according to the Bible.
但是后来那个教会就不再让我们过去了。
But then again, the next time, the church would not allow us to go there again.
因为我们所听到的是
because of what we have heard.
他们那边有几位长老说
and there was a few elders who said,
啊，他们来传的话，虽然是来自圣经了，但是可能会混乱我们这边的信仰。
And so they come even to preach what's according to the Bible, but it might deceive many of our believers.
啊，尤其有一些啊，刚来教会没多久，尤其有些刚在慕道，听了之后可能信心会动摇。
And especially those people who come they just recently came, and if they listen, their faith will be moved.
所以以后不要让他们再来。
So in the future, we do not allow them to come.
所以这是今天教会的问题。
So this is the problem of the church today.
明明知道是根据圣经在讲，明明知道来传的是福音和真理。
They know that what's spoken is of the Bible.
福音和真理不会混乱人的信仰。
And so the gospel would not corrupt a person's faith.
只有一些奇奇怪怪的道理才会混乱人的信仰。
And only some strange things will corrupt a person's faith.
只有假先知的话才混乱人的信仰。
And only a false prophet will corrupt a person's faith.
只有蛇的话才混乱人的信仰。
And only the serpent will corrupt a person's faith.
怎么得生命？
So how can you gain life?
一个基督的真教会。
A Church of Christ
才能给人生命
will give a person life.
这个教会必须是基督当头。
And this church must have Christ as the head.
这个教会所传讲的话是基督要我们讲的话，也是父要我们讲的话。
And this church will proclaim what the Father wants it to speak.
这个教会是基督的身体。
And this church is the body of Christ.
不是一些数十人的同乐会俱乐部。
And it is not some social club or some gathering place of people.
我们来唱诗138首。
Let's sing hymn 138. Please be seated.
我们要再次跪下来祷告。
I'll going to kneel down to pray once again.
求神将他宝贵的生命和话语充充满满在我们的教会。
So may God give us His Word, His truth, and His Spirit fully in our church.
让我们所传所讲的都是福音和真理。
So that what we preach is according to Him and His truth.
让我们可以借着基督把人完完全全的带到神面前。
So through Christ, we may fully bring a person before Him.
为我们教会的事工来祷告。
And pray for the holy work of our church.
为慕道朋友来祷告。
And to pray for our friends.
为身体有病痛的来祷告。
And to pray for those who are ill.
为我们属灵的病痛、属灵的生命来祷告。
And pray for our spiritual illness.
我们起跪下。
Let's kneel down and pray.